This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. So Tesla CEO Elon Musk teased us on Friday via his Twitter account that an announcement about the timing of the coming Model 3 sedan will come on Sunday. Production of the $35,000 car is slated to start next month, and investor enthusiasm is off the rails, pushing the company's shares to record highs. Let's get more from the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins, aptly on the road, calling in. Tim, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. So even though Elon Musk did not elaborate here, the tweet was three words, news on Sunday, what leading up to this suggests that it is indeed something related to the Model 3 production schedule?
Well, Elon Musk has promised that initial production of the Model 3 would begin in July, and Twitter has been just on fire for weeks, just getting very excited about that car. And a apparent fan tweeted at Elon Musk late on Friday, or early Friday morning, is saying, hey, just, we don't care the date, just, end the speculation. When will the final release date of the Model 3 be put out there? And Mr. Musk responded that news would be on Sunday, which should suggest to the market that some news on the Model 3 timing would be coming on Sunday. And also, we're looking for Tesla next week to release their second quarter sales results.
Right.
So there's a lot of news about the Tesla expected at the beginning of the month.
Yeah, you just mentioned how Tesla is, of course, expected to release second quarter sales results next week. That'll be a big deal. In general, though, how does good news and enthusiasm impact Tesla's sales?
Well, when Tesla reported its first quarter sales results earlier this year, they were a record amount, and the market really reacted well. And that's, we really saw the stock really pop. And that, as you recall, earlier this year, the market cap of Tesla soared past first Ford, then eventually GM, and then BMW, now is the largest U.S. automaker by market capitalization, even though Tesla sells just a small fraction of the cars and has never been profit on an annual basis. The enthusiasm there from the market is huge, in part because of this belief among some investors that Tesla is uniquely positioned to become one of these, essentially part of the future of transportation going forward in a world where cars are self-driving and electrically powered, and questioning whether traditional automakers can get past the cyclical nature of the auto industry. Another thing we're going to be looking for on Monday is most major automakers in the world report their results for the U.S. market. And, estimates from folks that follow those things is that it's going to be a 6 months of decline here in the U.S. market. And meanwhile, Tesla has just been on fire all year with record sales results globally.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins about the latest on the coming Model 3 sedan from Tesla. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thank you for joining us. So, Tim, Tesla clearly always gets the buzz. It's a bit of a hype hog. It's got that going for it. But how smooth will this ride really be for Tesla and its Model 3 in the face of all this rising competition? It's, we talk about it on the podcast all the time. It's intense.
Tesla has struggled bringing out new cars in the past. Even traditional automakers struggle with bringing out new cars. It's a complicated, multiple moving machinery just to get a car on the road, and Tesla just doesn't have a generation of experience doing that. Elon Musk has said that they designed the Model 3 to be easier to make, and they're hoping that will reduce some of the complexity in that process. But if the Model X, which is the sport utility vehicle that Tesla came out with a while back, as any indication, it could be a rough few months initially as they get all the bugs worked out.
We'll leave it right there. Tim Higgins, thank you as always.
Thank you.
For more on Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins' coverage of Tesla, head to WSJ.com. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. So, the next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.